Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren from Studio C is here. The much-anticipated Toy Story 4 hits the big screen.
Yes, we need a hit, Patrick. It's been kind of a slow June. And a lot of the big hits we thought we were going to be hits were not hits so far this year. But Toy Story tracking 150 million plus this weekend, and it's a delight. I saw it last night on the IMAX. The gang is all back. Of course, Tom Hanks and Tim Allen reprising their characters, but the voice talents are all back, and it's a brand new story and a brand new little girl as their human sidekick here.
Yes, and we have a new toy.
Yes, we do. Forky. A spork, right? So Bonnie is the little girl now, and she's off to kindergarten, and the first little art project they have, they make a little toy, and she takes a pipe cleaner and wraps it around a spork and puts some little eyes on it, and suddenly Forky is born, and it's the most important toy to Bonnie. And so the whole movie is an adventure around keeping Forky and Bonnie happy, which is a blast.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Freedom!
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
Huh? What?
Oh, yeah.
And there is a character that we've seen before, but really is pushed forward in Toy Story 4. Mm-hmm. The voice is Annie Potts, Bo Peep.
Yes. Talk about your independent woman toy. And she's awesome and rendered so sparkly that you just can't take your eyes off Bo Peep when she's on the screen. And it really teaches Woody a thing or two about being an independent toy. And there's a really great interaction with those two characters. Along with those two, you get Keanu Reeves playing a character called Duke Kaboom, who I thought was just hilarious. There's more of those kind of characters too. I won't spoil it, but it's fun discovering all the voices and all the characters in Toy Story.
All right, your crystal ball before we move on. Will there be a Toy Story 5?
No. I probably said that after Toy Story 3, but everybody says, no, this is a standalone, and it's not really, I mean, it is and it isn't set up for a sequel, but I don't know. I should ask you, is it resonating at your house? The kids want to see it, or?
It's not about the kids. It's about me.
There you go.
I love these Pixar movies.
Yes.
I have since, I don't know, when I was in college, I used to love the animated Disneys, and there's just something about them.
1995 was the first Toy Story, right? That was 25 years ago
right? Now you're in the wheelhouse there.
Anyway, a 98% certified fresh from Rotten Tomatoes critics, and so it's rated G, Patrick. I mean, we just don't get G-rated movies anymore. So this is all ages, all formats, 2D, 3D, D-Box, and IMAX. Obviously, a big hit.
So yes, the answer is yes. I will be taking the family to see Toy Story 4. They're pretty excited about it. Anna.
Yeah, Anna, and also ran this weekend, but director Luc Besson, good action picture director with strong female characters like La Femme Nikita or Scarlett Johansson in the movie Lucy, or this is a little bit like Lucy meets the Atomic Blonde that Charlize Theron played a couple of summers ago, or Red Sparrow. She's a USSR assassin. And so you're going to get that R-rated action thriller thing going with Sasha Lussa, a model turned actress here, Helen Mirren in this movie, as well as Luke Evans and Cillian Murphy. So, R-rated action thriller.
I used Anna as the buffer because I couldn't go from a really sweet children's movie to a couple of creepy killer doll movies that are opening.
The other end of the spectrum from Toy Story is Child's Play is back, or should I say Chucky is back. And I would have dismissed this, Patrick, but the reviews are actually good for this movie. A little comedy with your horror. And Mark Hamill doing the voice of Chucky in this movie. And now I'm interested. It's the update or reboot of the character from 1988. And they had 7 sequels to this movie. And now here comes Aubrey Plaza playing the single mom with a young son who gets this doll with artificial intelligence now. He's sort of the Alexa run amok version of Chucky.
Andy, I know this move has been really tough, but this is supposed to be a new start for us, remember? You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products and smart home devices. Introducing your new best friend.
I need to tell you something, and I need you to believe me. I think Chucky did something.
It is truly a reboot. It has been modernized. Well, because we talk about this very issue, are some of these artificial intelligence dolls listening to us, and are they taking orders? All right, Child's Play, Chucky, Mark Hamill.
Right.
And then there's Annabelle Comes Home, another killer doll movie.
I know. But these horror movies, they make them cheap. They sometimes hit big, and there's a big payoff. Annabelle Comes Home actually opens next week, Wednesday. James Wan, the writer of and director and producer of movies like Saw and The Conjuring, and he's done a really good job making scary movies. Again, Annabelle Comes Home, rated very, very R, with Patrick Wilson, Vera Farmiga, McKenna Grace in this one for next Wednesday.
All right, let's class it up a little bit.
Shall we?
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti, the documentary directed by Ron Howard, who took, never before seen footage and interviews and put it all together in a documentary. This is playing only over at the Woodland Celebration, 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you're a fan of that artist, Luciano Pavarotti, that's his documentary over there at the Woodland.
He led a lonely life, not being home, not being with his family.
He was crushed by injustice.
He became completely obsessed by what he could do for others.
I learned to love people.
You're a trusting person?
Are you joking? I will not exist if I don't trust people.
The reason he is great is he lived those songs. The mistakes you've made, the hopes, the desires, all that comes crashing into the performance.
And Luciano was the one and only.
And then framing John DeLorean.
Who's John DeLorean?
Right. Oh, the guy who made the cars?
Right, that that's him. Alec Baldwin playing John DeLorean, and it's life imitating art, art imitating life. This is so crazy. It's a true story, right? And it makes a good Hollywood docudrama. There's some reenactment stuff with Alec Baldwin playing DeLorean. There's some documentary stuff thrown in there too, and that too, 88% certified fresh by the critics.
And of course, weather is getting nicer around
here.
Getty Drive.
Let's go to a drive-in. Yeah. Take the kids to see Toy Story at the Getty. Should you do that? With second feature, Aladdin, Men in Black is playing there as well with Intruder, Shaft. Here's a classic drive-in double feature, Shaft and Godzilla. Secret Life of Pets and a Dog's Journey on the fourth screen at the Getty this weekend in Muskegon.
Oh, your marketing department. It knows what it's doing.
Yes, 'tis the season.
Good double features. Great to have you in, Ryan Van Timmeren from Studio C.
See you at the movies.